We're going to spend a few minutes now reflecting on some of those Bible passages and themes that we've been thinking about this evening. Christmas is a great time of the year, isn't it? Even though things can be pretty manic at this time of the year, you know, the craziness of the shops, you know, the furious emails for work deadlines that you're sending out so that someone else can deal with them next year, the end of school celebrations, there's a lot of busyness, but in all that, there's excitement, isn't there, that we feel as Christmas comes up. Christmas is a great time of the year. And as we've been thinking about, Christmas is a time that's full of light and life. Christmas is a time filled with light. And it's right that Christmas, the idea of Christmas, is linked with light. I'm from the UK, and Christmas happens at the heart, in the heart of the winter. And so that means that things are dark and cold at Christmas. I remember one year I came out of the movies and it looked like it was the middle of the night, looked at my watch and it was just 4 p.m. And there's something wrong with celebrating Christmas in the dark. Halloween maybe, but not Christmas. Christmas is about light, excitement, joy. And so, of course, we decorate our houses with Christmas lights, both on the inside and the outside. Lights that chase away the darkness. Christmas is a time of light. Christmas is also a time filled with life. Christmas is a time where we celebrate all the best things of life, the time with family and friends, the delicious food we get to enjoy, the presents that we've been looking forward to. Christmas is a time where we get to enjoy life at its fullest. Christmas is a time of life. Christmas is a time of light and life. But Christmas is not always like that, is it? There are hard things, sad things, difficult things that ruin Christmas from being what it should be. Brussels sprouts, for example, ruin any good Christmas. Traffic. Or maybe you feel disappointed that you didn't get the present you wanted. One year I got given shower gel. I didn't know whether to be thankful or to be offended, but there it is. On a more serious note, Christmas can often be that time of the year where we remember the brokenness of life, broken relationships. Maybe this will be the first Christmas you celebrate without a loved one. And when Christmas is hard, when things are broken, we really feel it deeply, don't we? Because Christmas is supposed to be great. It's supposed to be wonderful. There's not supposed to be any hint of darkness or sadness at Christmas. The light and life of Christmas is supposed to conquer all that. Well, the good news that we're going to think about this evening is that though our Christmases can sometimes fail to deliver, that first Christmas, the one we celebrate, points to the light and life that God offers us in Jesus, the baby who was born all those years ago. I'm going to pull a few of the ideas we've thought about this evening together, and we'll look at that passage from John's biography, John 1:1-14, where he talks about light, life, and darkness. Today, we started our exploration of these ideas of light and life by going back to the start of the story, to the creation of the world, which is just how John starts his biography of Jesus, how he starts his gospel. Verse 1 of John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. God created all things, and in doing so, he is the one who brings light and life into the world. He made all things, and he made them good. He banished the original darkness of nothingness and filled the world with light, with goodness, with abundance. A world of flourishing forests, of crisp air, of salty oceans and bubbling streams. A world teeming with life. And he made humanity to live in this paradise and enjoy it as his creation. The creation is good. But that's not the world we experience today, is it? That description of the Garden of Eden, it's quite different to the world that we experience. And while there are things that we look around in the world and we look at nature and we see, oh, the world's not perfect as it should be, I think the greatest loss we feel as we consider that picture of perfection at the Garden of Eden is the day-to-day of the broken human experience. Tensions in relationships that we have. People not getting along. Things not going as they should. The unfairness of life. All of those things that make life hard. And that is, as we saw in our readings, that though things started so well, they're darkened. Things are darkened by humans, darkened by sin. People turn away from God, from the source of life and light, and instead prefer the darkness. We reject God's goodness and seek sin, that is, seek what is opposed to God. We had that in our reading from John 3:19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. People don't want to be exposed by the light. We don't want to see ourselves in the harsh light of reality. We'd rather see ourselves in the warm, rose-colored glow of secrecy, sit in the darkness of our own sin. But the Bible shines that light. Jesus shines the light of the truth. And it reveals our sin. It reveals that we deep down desire to do what we want to do with no regard to God. We kind of push him out of our lives. We ignore the one who gives us breath and all good things, the things that we cherish all year round, not just at Christmas. We ignore him. Instead, at core, we live for ourselves. And so we don't live as God wants us to live, loving him and loving others. And even if we think, oh, you know, I do a pretty good job of it, deep down, we all have things that we're ashamed of, things that we keep hidden in the dark. And it's this sin, this selfishness at core, that brings this, that brings damage to the world around us. We can see the damage that our actions do, the darkness that it brings into the world. Christmas is often a moment where sadly we see a reminder of those broken relationships in our lives because of disagreements, because of grudges, because of old hurts. In our world, we experience the darkness, the brokenness of sin, and we struggle in the darkness. But the good news is God has not left us in the dark. John 1:5, the light shines in the darkness. God has stepped into our mess in the human baby Jesus and comes to bring us light and life. At Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birth. And this is so significant because with Jesus being born into the world, God comes to live with us in the brokenness. He comes to dwell with us. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. God comes to sit with us in the muck. He comes to sit with us at the kids' table, pulls up the small chair and deals with the chaos. Jesus brings light and life into our broken and dark world. John 1:9, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Jesus comes into the world to bring light. He is the true light, the ultimate source of truth, of goodness, of reality. And he comes to reveal truth to us, the truth about the world that he created, the truth about us, that we're not as good as we think we are, and the truth about God. He brings the light of God, allowing us to see who God is and to know God. He reveals God to us so that we can know God and have relationship with him. Jesus brings light. Jesus also comes to bring life. That is, he comes to bring a restoration to the brokenness of our world. He comes to return things to that beautiful picture of creation we saw, a world of abundance, of peace, of joy. And to bring that life, To bring that restoration, Jesus comes to deal with the problem of sin, the problem of darkness. And he deals with it in his death. He dies to set things right. Jesus is God's King who brings justice and peace, who comes into the world to die to deal with the problem of sin and darkness. And not only does he deal with our judgment for sin, he offers so much more. Jesus comes to offer life, life to the full, the best sort of life. He offers us a relationship with God, a restored connection with the God who made us, who is the source of all goodness and happiness and joy. Jesus offers us life as he invites all who receive him to become children of God. An intimate relationship with the one who made us, who is the source of all goodness. And we wait for the day when Jesus will return and bring in the new creation that we read about in Revelation 21. A creation, though it is hard to picture, will even exceed the original creation. A new creation where there will be no trace of the brokenness of this world. No sickness, no suffering, no death, no broken relationships. Where life will be as it was supposed to be. Abundance, blessing, relationship with God. Jesus comes to invite us to the best that life has to offer. It's like the best of the best of the best Christmas Day celebrations. The perfect time around the table with those you love. Your heart filled to bursting. As you spend time enjoying good food, your stomach probably filled to bursting too. No Brussels sprouts. Laughing together. No drama. No misunderstandings. Just joy. Jesus offers us a life of abundant blessing. Perfect relationship with God and with one another. This is what that first Christmas was all about. Jesus, the light and life of the world, come into the world to offer us life and light. So what's our response? Jesus comes to offer light and life, light that reveals God, that reveals reality to us, life of that restored relationship with God and the blessing that comes from that, and he calls on us to respond to his offer. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. God calls us to respond to Jesus, to believe in him, to trust him and accept his offer of life and light. It can be hard to turn from the darkness to the light because that involves acknowledging, it involves seeing ourselves in our true light, acknowledging that we haven't been living rightly, living as well as we think we have done. But the great news is that we celebrate each Christmas is that God offers light and life in Jesus to anyone who believes in him. To have the best life, to have this life in Jesus, you just need to come to Jesus and ask for it. Acknowledge that you've been in darkness. Ask Jesus to forgive you and then trust him, knowing that he gives you that life to the full. So what is your response this Christmas? What will you do with the offer of light and life that Jesus brings? Some options. Perhaps you've realized, as we've been thinking this afternoon, that you've been living in the dark. And you actually want to turn to the light. You want to put your trust in Jesus and receive that light and life that he offers. Well, you need to just pray to God, say sorry, and accept that gift of life and light, accept God's forgiveness. Perhaps this evening you've realized that you've got a bunch of questions about Jesus. This idea of light and life and what Jesus offers is new. You've got some questions. Can I encourage you, explore them. Don't just let them sit there until next Christmas. Find out more. And I'll talk a bit more later on about ways that you can explore a bit more about Jesus. Finally, you might be someone here who already trusts in Jesus and have the light and life that he offers. Well, this moment, this Christmas, is another moment in the year to be thankful, to celebrate. knowing that as those who follow Jesus, we have the light and life he offers, which is wonderful news to dwell on this Christmas, isn't it? The one who is light and life has come into the world to offer us light and life.